Today I'm going to share my third secret for losing a substantial amount of weight and keeping it off, which is what I've done. It's all about exercise. Oh, really? Do we have to talk about exercise? Yeah, I'm with you. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program today as we take a look at this whole exercise thing from a completely different perspective. I have a confession to make. I have never, ever, ever enjoyed running. Every now and then you hear about some big fitness event being organised and they call it a fun run. How dare they? Running is never fun, at least not to me. In fact, in my younger years, I trained to be an officer in the Australian Army, 4 years at the Royal Military College Duntroon, which is the Australian equivalent of the UK's Sandhurst and America's West Point. Now, I'm not overly tall, nor am I overly short, but my little legs just weren't made for running. We did a lot of it in the Army. Each year we had a 9-mile battle proficiency run to complete in our boots and wearing all our military gear, carrying our rifle. I lived in dread of that. It was like torture. And each year we had to pass the cross-country run, 8 kilometres in 42 minutes over hill and dale. And I always struggled. In fact, in my last year, I failed the cross-country twice, first by 22 seconds and second by 12 seconds, and I came very close to being kicked out of the military college for failing the cross-country run. I wanted you to know that so that when you hear me talk about exercise, you don't think I'm one of those crazy people who runs marathons or who spends hours working out in the gym. For most of my life, I have hated exercise. Now, I've been sharing with you over the last few days my top three secrets for losing 25 kilograms. First was to drastically reduce my intake of refined carbohydrates that cause your blood sugar to spike and then to plummet, making you hungry again and causing you to gain weight. People have said to me, but Bernie, don't you miss all those sweet things? And the answer is not at all. See, for 99% of the population, as David Gillespie writes in his book, The Sweet Poison Quit Plan, it requires precisely zero willpower to avoid cocaine. I don't feel deprived by not having cocaine. I don't have to fight the impulses to buy it and to take it because I'm not addicted to it. And once I broke my addiction to sugar, it took about a week. Well, since then, I simply don't desire it and I don't have to exercise any willpower to avoid it. That was the first thing. Second was to replace those bad habit foods with healthy foods, vegetables, meats and fats. Now, the fats component is counterintuitive, I know, but they're an important component of a healthy diet. And now, I ravenously look forward to vegetable dishes in a way that I never thought would be possible. Today, I'm going to talk to you about exercise, the third secret of losing weight, but not in the way you think. The prevailing wisdom is that in order to lose weight and to get into shape, what you need to do is to exercise. And by spending all those calories on exercising and restricting your calorie intake, you create a calorie deficit that causes you to draw on your fat reserves to lose weight. That's the theory. In fact, the whole exercise and fitness industry is worth billions of dollars each year and it's booming. And yet people are getting fatter and fatter. If you've been able to join me this week, you'll have heard me share that I have lost over 20 kilograms, that's 45 pounds, more than 7 times in my life. And each time, except this last time, I've put the weight back on. Anybody who's ever tried to lose weight will tell you that losing that much weight, 20 kilograms, is a Herculean effort. It's huge. Think about it. Each kilo of body fat contains 7,700 calories of energy. So to lose just 1 kilo, you need to create a deficiency between the energy you spend and the energy you consume of 7,700 calories. That's hard work. And so when I lost all that weight all those times before, I would set about creating as much of a deficit between my energy output and my energy input as I could to force my body to burn fat. At one stage, I was walking 20 kilometres a day. That's 12.5 miles a day and consuming only around 1,100 calories. In other words, I was starving myself. It took a lot of time. It required a lot of work. Over many months, I would lose the weight and then I'd put it straight back on again. Bottom line, with all my life and blood and sweat and tears, I have proven that exercising doesn't help you lose weight in a way that will cause you to keep it off. The reason for that is if you're constantly hungry, well, that's something you can't sustain. You can't fight your appetite every day for the rest of your life. When you spend calories by exercising, your body wants to replace them by eating. Exercise more, appetite goes up. And if I'd bothered to read the research, that's exactly what I would have discovered. Study after study proves that very fact. So here's my secret number three. Exercise doesn't help you lose weight because it increases your appetite. That's what the research shows. Now, if you're living on a diet high in processed and refined carbohydrates, you're actually breaking your finely tuned appetite control mechanism. By applying secret number one, drastically reducing those refined carbs in your diet, you allow your brilliantly sophisticated appetite control feedback loop to start working the way it's meant to work. And now all of a sudden you're going to eat less, not because you're forcing yourself to, but because naturally you want to. Don't believe me? Try it. Now all of a sudden exercise takes on an entirely different role in your healthy lifestyle. You're no longer beating your head up against a brick wall by trying to exercise to lose weight, which the studies say doesn't work. You're exercising to be healthy. Do you know the biggest single indicator of impending heart attack? Statistically, it's not high cholesterol, it's not high blood pressure, it's not being overweight. It's the absence of exercise. But when you're carrying all that weight, you don't want to exercise. Believe you me, I know. I used to sit there on the couch having consumed a high-carb snack and feel so tired and lethargic I couldn't get out the front door. But once I lost the weight, by doing what I've been talking about, modifying my diet to get back to what my body needed, I discovered I had so much energy that I needed to exercise. So these days I walk rather briskly, about 7 kilometres or just under 4.5 miles most days. It takes me about an hour. And if for some reason a couple of days go by without me being able to get out there and go for a walk, I get really twitchy. I have to get out there and exercise. Sometimes I run for part of it, but only because I have excess energy to burn and I feel like it. I never take a watch. I never time myself. I don't make it a competition. Just get out there for a brisk walk and I enjoy myself. And I do it because I feel like doing it, not because I have to. I'm not training for a marathon. I'm just getting my body to be mobile. Walking may not be your thing. You might enjoy bike riding or swimming or basketball playing or going to the gym. We're all different. But once the weight started to come off, trust me, your body is going to want to exercise. It's as natural as night follows day. Let me ask you something. Is that good news or what? I mean, you and I have been given this incredible, amazing body by God. He handcrafted you and me in our mother's womb. He laid down every strand of DNA to make us who we are. And the moment this Western diet gets dumped on us, the fizzy drinks full of sugar, the white bread, the white flour, the sugar-laden cereals and juices and sauces, and the moment that gets dumped on us, we break the finely tuned appetite control system that God designed and gave us. That's what we do. We break it. And what I'm about in these messages, I guess, is helping you to wake up to what's going on. Again, here are some of the great books to read, and please read them critically. Make up your own mind. Accept or reject what I've said and what others say by thinking through it critically. David Gillespie's books, Sweet Poison Quit Plan, and Big Fat Lies. Dr. David Attia's brilliant website, theeatingacademy.com, and Professor Robert Lustig's YouTube video, Bitter Truth. Oh, and have a read of Robert Atkin's book too, The Age-Defying Diet Revolution. May God bless you as you take hold of your life, your eating habits, and get your body, the only one that you'll ever have, back into the healthy condition that God meant for it to be in. There have been so many fad diets, lotions, potions promoted as the holy grail of weight loss and health down through the years that honestly, it's easy to imagine that the things we're talking about on the program in this series, Healthy Living to a Ripe Old Age, is just another one of those. It's not. It's the best science available to us today, and it works. Okay, be skeptical. That's good. So don't just believe me. Have a listen to Professor Tim Noakes, one of the world's leading authorities on weight loss today. I managed to record a TV interview with him a little while back, and you can watch that interview online at 25kgs.com. It's that easy, 25kgs.com. It runs for about 25 minutes or so, and honestly, what Professor Noakes has to say is a complete game changer. So if you've been struggling with your weight all your life, or perhaps someone you know, go to 25kgs.com and watch the interview. With all my heart, I believe that God wants you to live a healthy life to a ripe old age. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.